Hello, everybody. This is Brandon Odo for Critical Care Scenarios. We have a very quick little blitz episode for you today. I promise we will get back soon to some proper episodes and scenarios. In fact, we have one for you this weekend. But this is in response to a request on Twitter. Dr. Brooks Walsh, an emergency medicine physician working out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, who I've known for many years, requested a quick tutorial on initial vent settings when intubating the patient with hypoxic respiratory failure and essentially ARDS due to COVID-19 infection. Obviously an important topic in the current situation. So what I want to give you is three very simple approaches that can be used for this, starting at the most complex and all the way down to the most simple, streamlined approach if you're just absolutely being overwhelmed by patients. So the most complex approach is essentially the classic ARDS-NET approach because these patients have ARDS. You're going to intubate the patient, you're going to place them on volume control ventilation with 100% FiO2. You can start with a PEEP of, let's say, 8. And that's low enough that it should be tolerated by almost everybody, but is a little higher than our usual minimum of 5 because the majority of these patients are going to need PEEP. Your tidal volumes are going to be between 6 and 8 milliliters per kilogram of ideal body weight. And that sounds a little more difficult than it is. I'm just going to post a table here that helps you calculate ideal body weight. All you need is the patient's height and gender. Just look at the table, come up with the tidal volume, anywhere between 6 and 8. The classic protocol, you start with 8 and work your way down to 6 to make sure the patient tolerates it. The vast majority of patients will. You can pick a number anywhere in there and you'd be pretty well suited. I would leave the patient essentially heavily sedated until somebody down the road wants to get a little bit more creative with them. But for these patients, a lot of them are going to need serious sedation, and they're going to need to be on the vent for some time. So this is not an opportunity to practice light sedation in this early setting. You're going to put the patient on those settings. You're going to see what their plateau pressure looks like. This is going to involve doing an inspiratory hold or inspiratory pause. There's a button on your ventilator. If that pressure is above 30, you're going to need to dial down your tidal volume. So you're going to reduce that tidal volume until the plateau is under 30. And then you're going to further titrate your PEEP and FiO2 according to another table from the ARDS-NET group. With these, you just have the PEEP and FiO2 being titrated together. There is both a high and a low PEEP scale. I would probably use the high scale for these patients. And for simplicity, what I would target here is simply an oxygen saturation in the 90s. If you're below 90, you can increase your PEEP and FiO2. If you're looking at 100, dial it back down. Adjust every 10 to 20 minutes. That'll give time for your PEEP to have an effect and recruit. If you're dialing down, you can adjust more quickly. At some point, whenever you get around to it, maybe a half hour later, you're going to get a blood gas and adjust your respiratory rate for your PCO2. And that's it. Now, what if all of that was too complicated? Not necessarily because you're an idiot, but because you are swamped and there are too many patients. All right, let's make it simpler. An intermediate approach is going to look like this. You're still going to put the patient on volume control ventilation. You're still going to start with an FiO2 of 100% and a PEEP of 8. In this case, don't fool around with a 6 to 8 cc per kilo tidal volume. Just go with 6 right off the bat. You're still going to keep them heavily sedated. You're still going to check your plateau pressure and dial your tidal volume down if it's over 30. In this case, rather than the PEEP FiO2 table, you're just going to dial down your FiO2 if you're looking at a SAT of 100 and keep it in the 90s. And if you're looking at a SAT under 90, you're going to increase your PEEP. That way you just have two settings to adjust. Go ahead and increase your PEEP every, again, maybe 10 to 15 minutes to a maximum of about 20. Okay, still too much. Here is the most maximally simplified approach that I can think of for you. Volume control, 100% FiO2, PEEP of 8. Just put everybody on a tidal volume of 450. In some cases, that'll be a little high. In some cases, it'll be a little low. In the majority of normal-sized patients, it'll get you into a reasonable ballpark. Mind you, this does not apply to pediatrics. Leave them heavily sedated. Decrease your tidal volume if your peak pressure is greater than 30. You don't need to check a plateau. Just look in the corner of your ventilator where with every breath, it shows you the peak pressure. If it's above 30, there is a decent chance that the plateau is over 30 as well. So just decrease until it's under 30. If they're hypoxic, increase the PEEP. Don't worry about your FiO2. If they're this hypoxic, they can probably tolerate 100% for a little while. And that is it. That will keep you relatively lung protective and the patient relatively safe for essentially no investment of time other than the initial intubation and just a minute or two to check your peak pressures and titrate up your PEEP until someone else can spend more time with it. Is this a perfect approach? Absolutely not. Is it a simplified one that should work for you? I think so. I'm open to any comments on this. I'll put some resources in the notes here, including the tidal volume and PEEP FiO2 tables, which I've made into a pocket sheet you can print out. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you soon in a proper episode with Brian and a great guest.